My father had managed to deposit a £100 guarantee with a Jewish refugee committee in London, which enabled the Home Office to issue a visa allowing me leave to land on condition that the holder will emigrate from the United Kingdom on completion of his training. At midnight on March 21, 1939, my train left Munich for the Hook of Holland. My parents gave me the customary Jewish blessing. My mother cried, and an uncle took the photograph. I have to admit that the thought that I might never see my family ever again barely entered my head. I had two suitcases, the permitted maximum of 10 marks, and a visa for England. An adventure was about to begin. 6 weeks later, my sister, aged 14, came to England on her own with one of the children's transport trains. She had been sponsored by an elderly English non-Jewish lady, the widow of a British army officer, but that's another story. I was met on arrival at Liverpool Street railway station in London 24 hours after leaving Munich by a friend of my parents. After a while, I rented a room in a boarding house in the Bloomsbury district and got a job as a clerical assistant in the offices of the nearby Jewish Refugee Committee in Bloomsbury House. World War II broke out on September 3, 1939, and as a German national, I had become an enemy alien overnight. Like all refugees, I had to appear before a police tribunal a few weeks later. The tribunal had to establish whether or not I was a genuine refugee. With the help of the by then internationally well-known March 1933 photographs of my father, I had no difficulty in confirming my refugee from Nazi oppression status. I was in the category of a friendly enemy alien. In July 1940, German, Austrian and Czech-born Jewish refugees got their first chance to volunteer to join the British Army, and I decided to enlist. All German Jewish refugees had been made stateless in 1942 by virtue of a German government decree which had officially deprived them of their birth nationality. After my return to the UK from service overseas, and while still in uniform on discharge leave from the army, I was obliged to report to a local police station in London to register as a stateless foreigner. With the outbreak of the war, direct communications with my parents in Munich became impossible, since all telephone and postal services with Germany were severed. However, I knew that my parents were physically well and still in Munich, now in Lindwurmstrasse 125. In September 1940, whilst I was stationed in Devon, I received a letter from my parents' friends in London with a note and a telegram sent from Irkutsk, Siberia, addressed to them. I read the words over and over again with utter incredulity. Traveling to Peru, beg to advise children. There are no words to describe my feelings of relief and emotion when I held the telegram in my hand. It was, of course, only years later that I learned from my parents of the huge problems and difficulties they had to face and overcome to enable them to get out of Germany in 1940, a year after the war had started. They had succeeded in obtaining a visa to emigrate to Peru. This itself was an incredible story. My parents left Berlin on September 8, 1940, on board a Trans-Siberian Express train. Their journey took them via Moscow and Siberia to Korea and from there by boat to Kobe in Japan. Then followed the long crossing of the Pacific Ocean to Los Angeles, USA. My parents' voyage continued along the coast, past Mexico, southwards to Peru. Their voyage ended on November 9, 1940, by extraordinary coincidence on the second anniversary of Kristallnacht. My mother kept a travel journal in which she described their amazing and eventful journey. My parents were unbelievably fortunate to have been able to save themselves from almost certain death, literally at the very last moment. We lost members of our immediate family in concentration camps. My father's youngest sister died in Theresienstadt concentration camp. One of my father's cousins, together with her husband and two of their three sons, were put to death in Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen concentration camps, whilst my grandmother, together with her eldest son, were murdered in Theresienstadt and Auschwitz concentration camps, respectively. My parents initially had a very difficult time after their almost penniless arrival in Peru. My father's new legal activity started to take off after he was readmitted as a practicing lawyer to the Bavarian courts in 1953, notwithstanding his residency in Peru. At the age of 71, he was very happy at once again being able to use his old skills and legal knowledge, specializing in restitution claims. His clients were mostly German Jewish refugees, many in Peru, some in other Latin American countries, and also some in the USA, whom he represented most successfully in claims before German authorities and courts. My parents lived in Lima till the end of their days. In 1971, on the occasion of my father's 89th birthday, he was awarded the Grand Cross of Merit of the German Republic in recognition of his exceptional services to the state and people. It was one of the proudest moments of his distinguished life, and he accepted the honor on behalf of the whole German Jewish community in Lima. Perhaps at that moment, my father remembered the outrage of March 1933 when he was beaten up by an SA troop. The only thought he had at that time was, "I will survive you all." In all probability, he was right.